This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Now, Annie, I know you're not into much older women, but
you take whatever you could get.
I think maybe
where are we going with this?
I want to give this one a ringy dingy.
Oh, here we go.
Because this woman just celebrated a milestone birthday. She was honored at the state capitol in Oklahoma. She just turned 105.
Okay.
And like yourself, she loves KFC and Twinkies.
Oh, wow.
My God. Well,
it boosts your score.
KFC and Twinkies. I do love those products.
The combination of both of those.
Here's the story from KOCO TV.
It's not enough, probably.
I keep pinching myself. You know, maybe I'm asleep.
She roared through the roaring 20s, learned to drive on a Model T, and has lived in Dell City.
She looks just like my grandma.
How many of you know somebody who has lived through both world wars?
Wednesday, Lois Wooten was honored by the State House of Representatives days ahead of her 105th birthday.
I ate a lot of Kentucky Fried Chicken and Twinkies.
Don't tell me that.
Lois drove until she was 98. She still lives alone in her Dell City house.
I don't like to cook much, but eat a lot of frozen dinners, but who cares?
But for someone who spent the vast majority of her life without
a
computer, Lois now loves technology, including her iPhone.
You get text messages?
Oh, yes. That's all I do.
That's all you do is text?
I don't like the phone. I'd rather just text.
What are you, some sort of millennial?
Yeah, something.
She is something. An Oklahoma treasure. Still independent.
And you got pretty brown eyes.
Oh, yes! Get some! Yeah, bitch!
I want mine, you fill him in.
He doesn't care.
You ever had a woman that's lived through two world wars?
That's right.
Exactly.
He's embarrassed.
Oh, my God. I want to see how he reacts to that. Let's back it up a second here.
You got pretty brown eyes.
And you got pretty brown eyes.
Oh, well, thank you, Greg.
Still able to make a reporter blush. Happy birthday, Lois Wooten, this year and for many more years to come.
That kind of made me blush a little bit again, actually. So Lois spent 20 years as the cafeteria manager at Kerr Junior High. Her late husband was a firefighter at Tinker Air Force Base. A fantastic woman. Again, happy birthday.
Aww, she is cool. Firefighter and in the armed services.
Yeah.
So she was used to just getting railed.
So I was railed proper about 70 years
ago. All the sex kept her alive.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I'm alive. I'll show you where some breaking news is.
Yeah. Right down here.
Right under these trousers. You get these purple pants off me. There's another surprise.
I swear to God. Like, my grandma, that's exactly how my grandma dressed right there. Like, to a T. And eventually she was even like in a wheelchair. She looked like, it's exact. It's like a crazy, weird.
Was she that
uniform
horny
you buy? I'm assuming she had to be pretty horny because she never really got with anyone else after my grandpa died. She was like, no, he was my guy. That's it. I don't give a crap.
Is that the one that did they write letters or something?
Yeah, they wrote all the letters together. Yeah.
So that's why.
Yes, I think a certain age, like, all your clothes just become purple.
I'm telling you, my mom's going down this purple lane already. She loves purple now.
It's like a bad Prince song.
Yeah. Purple lane. Purple lane.
Yeah.
Listen, I got seconds left, you brown-eyed, delicious piece of meat.
Come on. Send me to heaven.
Why don't you shut these cameras off and give me a what for downstairs? Yeah. Dance a Charleston on my bit.
Do the Charleston chew.
Ooh, no.
No, and I'm... talking about.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Get down there. Get in it.
I love that she's on the iPhone. Texting
she's
away.
Probably, now I know what she's doing. She's dirty. Yeah. She's like, right. Probably I'm like, Tinder.
Here's my tatas.
Hey, brown eyes, you want to give me your number?
Yeah. His phone's blowing up.
Here's my Snapchat.
Yeah, she's got a Snapchat.
Oh, it's Lois Wooten again.
When you live to 105, you can eat whatever you want.
You
don't care about anything.
You can have fried chicken every night.
Yeah.
That's great. How freeing is that?
I don't know, too. Like, I think you just end up eating less all the time.
Yeah.
And because my buddy's grandma's like 100 and something. Mm-hmm. And I think like she eats a lot of just like frozen
little Hostess cupcakes.
Yeah.
Like that's
but
like
they're her, little because they can't eat a lot.
Yeah, but
know. She says, I don't eat a lot.
And I guess when you're old, just eat something that tastes delicious every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
You can.
Lois is sweet on you. Did she?
Lois is sweet on you.
Yeah, I pounded her into oblivion. Sent her off.
I got an update for you. Like you keep making news puns at him.
Yeah. Oh, she's pretty amazing lady. But 105 and still hitting on guys. Still eating her KFC.
I mean, that's,
or Twinkies.
That is what's awesome is that you're 105. You're still totally with it.
Yes.
Like that's the only way. That's the only way to live to 105.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a crazy. How much is in her brain?
Gosh.
You know what was not awesome yesterday? So my mom's birthday today, but we had a little party for her yesterday. And so she pulls me aside. You know, my mom is very
sexually adventurous.
She's just a jokester, right?
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
She's like, David, you know what this is? I'm like, no, mom, I don't know. What do you mean? What is this? Your birthday party? She's like, no, tomorrow. You know what tomorrow is? I'm like, yeah, your birthday. She's like, yeah, what birthday? I'm like, oh, mom. She's like, 69.
Oh, she got it. I know what's going on right now.
We know how she's celebrating.
Are you kidding me? Like, exactly. She's not in the best health. She's not in the best mood sometimes, but she still had a 69 joke for me.
That's good.
Oh, God.
I know it's embarrassing, but it's good she could pull out the 69 joke.
Hell yeah.
69.
A little bit.
I'm like, Mom, I don't even know what that is.
Please don't. And Amber's like, what did your mom say?
I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
Don't. I don't.
At least
don't.
She didn't say it in front of the whole group
no,
of people.
No, thank God.
She pulled you aside.
Amber's parents were there. It would have been very awkward.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, Mom.
Just me. She just wanted to make me, like, go beet red.
Oh, why did it switch?
Uh-oh.
What's happening
there? We're trying to get the tingle.
Yeah, we're trying to get the tingle.
Trying to get the tingle.
Oh, I don't need a tingle.
Tingle.
Yeah, there you go. So happy 69th birthday to my mom.
69.
69 days.
Oh, 69.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Robert Kraft update for you here. Mm. And the Jupiter Police Department is apparently out to get the guy. Earlier this year, the Patriots owner was arrested on charges of soliciting a prostitute, charges that Kraft denies still. They have threatened to release a tape that shows an Asian masseuse performing sexual acts on Kraft, which is something Kraft is fighting strongly.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a hearing the other day, and a Jupiter police detective testified on the case and revealed some graphic stuff that is shown on the alleged tape. Detective Hurst testified those viewing the video footage live took notice when the masseuses began putting fingers into Robert Kraft's butt crack before the lights were turned off.
Mm.
Five finger shuffle in the backside.
Five is a lot, Dave. But
you gotta want to take a look at this, Chief.
Yeah, zoom in.
Hello? Masseuses. So more than one.
Oh my God, double.
They said masseuses, and they began putting fingers in. So more like two women.
Well,
have fingers?
I think like someone would Somebody be doing working. It, and then take it out, and the other person would do it, and then they were like, "All right, hit the lights so we can finish this off."
Jesus,
why did they hit the lights? Because they didn't know there was cameras in there.
He might have just wanted the lights out. I mean, if I had a 65-year-old Asian lady with her fingers in me and doing whatever, I'd want the lights off, too.
You want to go to a different place.
I want the lights off, guys.
But you want some romance.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't have lights on.
So. I got to.
So, okay, my question is, I mean, I guess it could just be a crack grub. but it was likely more, right?
Oh, like it was
a,
more. Like
there's a no pro- such thing as a crack rub.
Crack
there's
more. Rub. There's no I just more. Want a crack rub.
Okay. You know, at least we can make that happen.
That's all I'm into.
Crack rub.
I would love to know like, what a crack rub even would be. Like.
I think you just kind of like...
Do yeah, I get a deal on that? Is it a little cheaper?
Your thumb.
Like swiping a credit card.
Yeah. Really trying to get this crack loose. Your crack's real tight.
I don't want anything weird. Nothing
crack,
crazy.
Just listen, a crack rub.
Must hold all your stress right in your crack.
Exactly.
I feel how tense this crack
is. I bet mine's pretty tense.
A nice relaxing crack rub.
Relax your crack.
Relax your crack.
Come in to relax your crack.
I'll tell you, I was totally stressed until I had my crack rub.
They say more 98% of the stress you hold in your body's right in your crack.
Hey, it's rub ignored. That out. It's yeah, ignored. It to give him the benefit of the doubt because we—that's all we know. The lights go out, right? So, but yeah. More than likely, what is it? Would you think like what's it called? Milking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be a prostate massage.
Prostate massage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Which makes sense. He's an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on those fingers, it sounds more like they're drilling for oil.
Right.
That might have been how they got him up, too.
Oh.
You know?
Like manually inflate almost.
Mm-hmm.
Took two of them. Two team.
Man, huh?
Two team butt stuff.
Yikes. But again, that is straight out of the detective's mouth, a detective that has witnessed that live footage, so...
Soon the story will go away. Everybody will be bored with it.
It will.
Yeah.
You can see it already fading. Everybody's. Yeah.
But for now,
well, the thing is,
massage.
Yeah.
It turns out it is everything I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Well, you know? We said that. They were like, that's probably why they don't want it released.
Mm-hmm. It's everything we thought it was going to be. It's why they're fighting so hard because someone digitally did stuff to him and he doesn't want that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's out there anyway.
Just a nice crack rub.
Just a tiny little crack rub.
Imagine you just sticking to his guns about that and be like, no, just a crack rub.
Yeah.
That's all it was. That's all it ever has been.
Yeah.
There are a few people on the planet who see more disturbing things than doctors and nurses in emergency rooms, whether it's bent boners, things shoved up the butt, or any other sexual misfire. They've actually been sharing their stories online, anonymously, of course. They were asked to share the most disturbing sex-related injuries they've encountered. Here's some of the things they've been sharing. Number one, the most common one, and it's actually come up on the show a couple of times over the past few weeks, the fractured penis.
Oh, yeah.
Same old tale. Smaller guy on the bottom, bigger girl on top, sexual intensity, and then a lot of it ends with your scrotum filled with blood.
Scrotum. Scrotum filled with blood.
It's like a big bloody water balloon.
That's terrible. Yeah. I never even thought of that.
Me neither.
Oh my God.
That makes me sad.
That makes me super sad.
Good God.
Scrotum filled with blood.
I guess that's where it would go.
Right. Yeah, it's where else it collects there.
Also a great metal band name.
Scrotum filled with blood!
One of my faves.
Another one. While out of town, one man wanted to experience the thrill of his wife's vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he ended up puncturing the wall of his colon.
Oh, so he went to town.
And had to have emergency surgery.
I bet it was big, too. Bet she had a big one.
How do you hard to explain when she gets home? What happened?
Well, because
what the hell happened here?
Hey, honey.
Hey, babe.
What did she do?
I found your big toy.
You're in the hospital.
Hey, love of my life. How are you, dear? I got some explaining to do.
She comes home, you got like a butt pillow. You're like...
Yeah, how do you tell your wife you punctured your colon with her toy?
I just tell her... I just wash off her toy and then tell her I ate a burrito.
I tore my butt with a burrito I ate.
That's a better way to go.
Bad hemorrhoids.
Ooh. As expected, the found up there list was huge.
Yeah, we've
talked about that on the show a lot. But the things that they have had to pull out, apples, avocados, entire flower pots.
What kind of flower pot?
Come on.
Like a
entire flower pot?
It's not, Lise. It's not impossible.
I mean, I know they do make small flower pots.
I got some small ones, yeah.
Amber has those little, what are they called, succulents?
Yeah, succulents.
I don't know why I said it like that.
I'm not sure why you said it like that.
But, yeah, so they're
tiny. Tiny little pots.
I guess you could put one of those up your ass and try it hard. Yeah.
Is that what they're... That's got to be what they're talking. You can't have...
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? The little terracotta pot.
Another one.
Stick to your skin.
Male stripper was doing a bridal shower gig and did a backwards bounce thing onto a chair that he didn't know was broken. The chair spindle went right in to his rectum, as in all the way up.
It's a hell of a show. The show just got way better. they got a show that day. They didn't know it was going to be a toy show.
Ladies, watch me make this spindle disappear.
Exactly.
Can you just imagine how that would have...
No, I don't want to.
Well, I'm that poor dude. Just doing his... I mean, it must be horrible to do a bridal shower, I would think. It's probably not the best night of his life anyway.
Oh, no, I'm sure he's fine because he's going to have sex that night.
I don't know if after that he's going to...
Well, not that. Up until then, he's just been smacking chicks in the face with his donger. They've been grabbing it and putting it in their mouth. I mean, he's having a good night up until he flips and chair goes up him.
A spindle goes all the way up his backside.
Should have just stuck with the jump and the toe touch.
Yeah, I stick to all the James moves.
Yeah.
Keep it safe.
Mm-hmm. James is safe about his stripping.
He has a class you can take.
One more that came up. A woman covered in blood came into the ER with her boyfriend. Blood wasn't hers, though.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they were engaging in some on-the-road mouth love
when
things went horribly wrong.
Mm-mm, bump. God, dude.
A lot of risks.
On top and road stuff, that's too old for that.
Yeah, you got to get out
on top. You got to really guide them.
Yeah, you do. Don't
take the risk.
Yeah, come on. Bish bosh. I think you'll be all right.
I mean, I enjoy it, but I'm real like, let's go over this. If we're going to do this, let's go over the safety. Yeah.
You do need, like, kind of like they do on airplanes, you do need a full, like, safety rundown before you start.
I do. I'm like, are you well aware in the case of an emergency? Like, I need a verbal response.
Yes.
Are you ready to ride me properly?
Would you give someone, like, the stop? Like, if you felt like they were getting out of control?
I mean, not verbally, probably. I just grab them by the hips, and I'm like, hey, let's keep it down there.
Like, you'd do something to interrupt?
Probably have to do something.
Yeah, no reason have to be all Cirque du Soleil in it.
Easy.
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
I need a verbal response.
So scary. Just because of this show, I think, and because I know a guy that it happened to, I think it's a double whammy of, ooh, I know it can really happen, and we talk about it a lot of times. It seems terrifying to me.
I've had some close calls.
I'd have two. And in fact, I told you years ago, I think I sprained it. I don't know if you can sprain it.
I think you can.
I didn't.
Probably.
Luckily, didn't fracture it. But I think it was sprained.
Yeah. I had some stuff that was like, time out. Time out. Let's regroup.
Time out, lady.
We have got to talk. I need a verbal response.
I love the verbal response.
Someone said, how dare you start my day with the words scrotum filled with...
I'm sorry. It's awful.
Reading it from the doctor's
note. We didn't know.
Apologize to you in advance there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is a woman running a woman over, and it was a Lyft driver accused of running over a passenger who threatened to give her a bad rating.
I understand it.
Yep. Fox 35 in Orlando has the story on this one about this Lyft driver who lost her mind. I'm not sure it's going to load on my computer right now, though.
It went to some weird HTML
portion. That is too bad. That's just a regular news video, but for some reason my computer can't comprehend that. All right, let's try it out here on the Edge. Microsoft Edge.
Nope.
Not working there either.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
That is...
People take that rating seriously.
I know I took it serious enough while we were in Boston that I would not call an Uber because
kept getting mad at me. While I try and load this story here. Lisa was taking a rest. She had already got some food, so the boys went out, and there was four of us. We're heading to this restaurant that Chuck found online.
Yeah.
And it's
supposed to be like just a little burger place.
Yeah.
Not even thinking about it. I said, I'll call the Uber. I'll get the Uber.
Yeah.
And I did. And then as we're getting into the car, by the way, we had the tiniest car with the largest man driving.
We kept stuffing in the tiny cars.
We were like five big guys in a clown
car.
Like
you needed two cars.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the back seat between Andy and Chuck. Yeah. Almost the same way Chuck tells a story about the basketball player that sat next to him on the airplane.
Yep, exactly.
I got my legs in between their legs.
Yeah. James and I interlocked like puzzle pieces.
It was fine.
Holding on to their dongs for dear life.
It was his armrest.
So we, as we're going, Chuck's like, I wouldn't have called an Uber because I don't want it to affect my rating. I'm like, what do you mean? And then Andy starts talking all this crazy ass crap
about who, what guy from
The Sopranos.
The Sopranos was in town.
Big and all sorts of stuff. Our foreign driver didn't know what was going on. He just turned every time the word was said. And I'm like, oh, this guy thinks we're a bunch of perverts.
And that's it. I was like, Dave, you can kiss your good rating goodbye. I was like, I would never call an Uber for a group of people that have a couple wild cards involved.
Your rating?
You know what? I haven't checked.
Check it.
So I was 4.98.
Okay.
Going into this weekend in Boston, I took two rides with you guys. That's it.
Yeah.
The ride there, the ride back. The ride back, something was said too.
Well,
the ride back.
The ride back, the guy goes, "You went in the back door," and then I responded with, "Every time."
Oh my God.
And then listen, what was it you that pointed out?
No, it was me. Dave was like, oh, well, you know, Dave was like, well, we can go into the back door of the hotel or drop us off at the front. And Dave was kind of like, well, yeah, sure, this is fine.
Yeah, we'll take the
back. So the guy goes, you can get out now. But then we all still stayed in the car. So then he drove to the front.
Yeah.
So I think he was waiting for us to get out at that red light when he said, you guys want to go in the back door?
Yeah, exactly. We screwed up.
Ah, you're dead. I knew it. 4.91. I was 4.98.
Oh, well.
It's got to be that second guy. Because he was also mad that I spoiled Legends of the Fall.
You bastards.
He was.
Legends of the Fall?
Yeah, I was talking about all the scenes I was crying at when I was watching the movie.
That's a weird reason to give you a bad Uber rating because you ruined Legends of the Fall from the 1990s.
It was probably more about Dave talking about his hand job.
Oh, what? Yeah, that could be more than the Legends of the Fall talk.
We brought that up to
was
one guy, didn't we?
That was on the way there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was filthy. And I didn't bring it up, by the way.
You
Someone
guys
else
talk about
it
all sorts of crazy stuff and cars with people that can
That's
hear.
The last time I hail an Uber. That took my score.
You're lucky that it's only that.
0.07 stars.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I'm not. I definitely wasn't risking my perfect 5-star.
That's so funny.
Like, I'm not gonna. Not. No
You'll
way.
Have a 5-star forever.
Most of those people are pretty cool. Like, honestly. Like, they're not going to be offended and give you a bad rating unless you're
But you never know. Obviously, someone, and I tipped them well.
Yeah.
Obviously, someone took offense to something because they knocked me down a couple pegs.
They were probably just weren't good enough for whatever that guy considers a 5-star pass.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know, like, you didn't rub his leg or anything? Like, you should have.
I did not touch him. Anyway, so here's the story that I finally got to Lo. This Lyft driver is accused of running over a passenger who threatened to give her a bad rating. Fox 35 with the story.
A mother and daughter using Lyft. The ride did not go well.
Mm-hmm.
When mom told the driver she was getting a 1-star review, the driver hit the gas.
She ran me over. She hit me.
That mom talking to Just One Station about her nightmare ride. That mom is still recovering from her injuries.
Let's get out to the news station's Valerie Boy. She is live with more. Valerie.
Hey there, Lewin. Well, deputies say they arrested this Lyft driver in her own car after running over one of her passengers.
Imagine.
I thought I was going
to
die.
Tanikia Bose says a ride to the store almost got her killed.
This is crazy. Lyft?
Deputies say Lyft driver Ilianexi Hernandez was the one that picked up Bo and her daughter.
She seemed like she was having a bad night, so I was like,
I hope that your nights get better. And she just spazzed out again. She went just cussing and saying all these different type of words.
As Bo got out of the car, when she arrived back home,
I aware her that I was going to give her a 1-star rating because her attitude was very nasty. Soon as I said that, she floored the gas going straight back. That's when she hit me and I fell.
And when she tried getting the tag number,
I was pinned between her car and the wall.
She says Hernandez spit off and came back again.
Hit the gas in, telling us that she'll end our life tonight.
By then, a neighbor saw what happened and called 911. Deputies arrested Hernandez shortly after that.
Ms. Hernandez?
Yes.
The 34-year-old is charged with aggravated battery. Attorneys say this is her first offense.
You're not to have any contact with any listed victim.
I've been using Lyft for 2 years.
Lyft released a statement saying, in part, safety is our top priority and there is absolutely no place in the Lyft community for violence of any sort. We have permanently banned the driver from the Lyft community and have been in touch with the passenger to express our support. Bo says she fractured her leg and struggles to walk now. Still, she believes it was a miracle she survived.
I had just literally got done praying, like just got off my knees and called the Lyft and went to go to the store. That's God. Ain't nobody but God.
True.
I'm sorry.
And Bo says that driver kept charging her credit card even after she got out of the vehicle. She's trying to get her money back.
What she said you know, nobody but got God.
I didn't get a word of it.
Nothing but a God. And that's the truth.
Yeah, don't tell someone you're giving them a 1-star rating. Just do that.
Honestly,
tell them.
It is the downside. I know that there's a plus side to all of these ride sharing things, but the downside is there are people with mental problems that are driving people around, and it's only a matter of time before they try and run someone over or they do something horrible.
Andy, I mean, besides his filthy mouth, but he treats these things like he does fast food. What you give out is what you get back, right? And I'm a believer in that.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm not going to argue with people. I'm just going to stay calm and be nice because my life is in their hands right now.
Yeah. Well, they're driving you around.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
It seems as though we squeaked out a 4 stars for you. Which we're a 3-star bunch.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got that.
I took a look at us. Like, honestly, I took a look at us, and I was like, if we aren't a 2-star bunch, I don't know what it is.
Go lower. Yeah. Everyone together in a car.
I mean, we got at least, you only went 0.07 down. That's we got 4 stars out of both those guys.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, you seriously,
look at it the other way.
James could have pulled a bag of dicks out of his pocket and thrown them at the driver.
I could have smacked him in the face with him.
Exactly. You don't know. You have to call.
Well, next time.
Sometimes you
got to
look around and be like, you know what? This is more of a taxi cab crowd.
Yeah. You're right.
There's no reviews there. We'll take a taxi.
Well, we were going to some shady areas. So I wasn't sure.
Dave thinks we went to where they get heroin. And it was like a place. I saw a man in a puffy vest and a dress shirt after some business out there. Dave's like, I don't believe that. Anybody got a knife on them? Anybody got their knives? You pack and you got an ankle gun? This is the hood.
Studio apartments in that area go for $6,000 a month. Oh, yeah. I think you're okay.
Yeah. God, this place is a goddamn nightmare. That condo's $4 million. That condo's only $4 million. Oh my God, get me out of here. Oh my God, I hope the lift gets here soon.
He's like, this place Chuck wanted to go was in the goddamn hood. I didn't bring my heroin spoon.
It was so weird. Such a hipster spot.
Oh no. The puffy vest really gives it away. You shouldn't feel threatened.
A puffy vest with a dress shirt underneath it. I'm like, I don't think this is exactly the hood.
The girl from Billions was there.
Stop. The service was like the hood.
The service was bad.
The worst.
Honestly, that place was really bad.
We were very mad at Chuck.
Like, that place is very mad at
Chuck. Well, they kept reminding you that you can only order certain food from 4 to 5. Okay. But then they would tell you.
We walk in and they say, oh. Mm-mm. You want to eat?
Oh, that's always a problem. I'm like,
I'm like, why else would we be
at
a restaurant?
It was an odd time of day. That's why. So, it was like, between lunch and dinner.
Right. So we got there at 3:55. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, we're not serving anything right now.
Oh, no.
But at 4 o'clock, God. We'll serve things only with this thing, like only like
off
these
the trucks.
These 6 things
yeah.
on the menu.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they would allow. And so if you want to stay, like she wanted us to go. We're like, we have like a short time before our event, so we'll sit. And then the one staff leaves at 4 and the other one comes in. Well, the other staff was late,
So there was literally no one to serve us for half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Finally, the...
You sat there for half an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one person got us stuff, but... Eventually.
Well, no, like everyone's stuff was wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
James asked for a turkey sandwich. They brought him a turkey burger.
Yeah. Then they guilted me because, like, well, you ordered the turkey burger and we fired up the kitchen just for your sandwich. And I was like,
and he was like, well, that's funny because I didn't order
doing
that.
Everything wrong. Yeah. That's everything was, you don't want when you go to eat someplace.
You know what I think? What? We were just normal. And, you're supposed to be. A flat out hipster in that place, and if you're not,
we didn't have the right mustache.
I was gonna say, if I would have had my sweet stash, my like cowboy stash, we would have got way better service.
We've all been to hipster places, and they still serve you.
They got my tots wrong. I ordered some.
How do you get tots wrong?
These tots came, and they set them down in front of Chuck. I'll never forget it the rest of my life. They set them down in front of Chuck, and Chuck's like, lady walks away, and he's like, that's mayonnaise. That's for sure mayonnaise.
Yep.
Like, I think it's ranch. But,
yeah. Well,
like,
it's 100% ranch. Oh, I knew it was ranch, but I'm like, but it's made. Ranch has got that in it.
It was based. In the description that you ordered.
I thought it would be on the side.
This
you know,
is a
I
nightmare
thought, like,
going to have to eat with you guys. I think that I didn't go.
It was bad. I told you, we're a three-star bunch.
We're a three-star bunch.
We're a three-star bunch. You get Dave, James, Chuck,
the
and
chick,
you.
Like, poured it. I asked for a Guinness, and she's spilling it all over. I'm man, you know what?
Lisa, yeah, you'd be so embarrassed.
I would have been embarrassed.
You'd have been so embarrassed.
That's why when I got the text, I was like, I'm good. I already ate.
Yeah.
I believe the woman who served us was on crack.
We do believe that.
Oh, my God.
She smelled like cheese.
What was in your food?
Yeah. Well, that's the food, actually, when it came out, wasn't
Yeah, the food was fine. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't what I ordered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well.
I ordered something, and I got the same thing as Andy.
Someone knows what it is.
Really?
Oh, it doesn't take. It doesn't take.
How do they know what it is?
Because it's. It's,
yeah, Chuck gave it away with something he said. I wasn't going to say that, but Chuck gave it away.
Of course.
So, anyway,
way too much information.
We're a two-star bunch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That was our adventure. Speaking of Uber and Lyft, though, if you don't know, you don't just get to rate Uber and Lyft drivers. They get to rate you. So if you want to make sure you keep your score high, like I lost out on... Don't do any of this. Don't go with these guys in an Uber. That's point number one.
I looked right at us, and I was like, you're a fool.
But here's some things that Uber and Lyft drivers say they'll knock down your score for. Eating stinky food in their car.
Yeah.
Sure.
They will knock down your score if you do that.
Very rude.
Smoking weed or smelling like weed in their car.
Okay. That's not good.
Arguing with the way they're going. If you do that, they'll knock down your
I
score.
I almost did it, too. I almost said something to that guy. We could have went right into a parking lot and dropped us off. Like, the business was right there. And then he went further ahead to a stoplight, mm-hmm. then turned, and then came back and went all the way around. I was like, man, we could have just hit a left. But I didn't say anything, luckily. I mean, I would have messed up Dave's score even more.
Yeah, you would have. Slamming the door. Mm-hmm. They'll knock your score down for that. Being rude, obviously. Making female drivers uncomfortable or being too sexual.
Well, we definitely made a male driver feel uncomfortable.
We
so
did. Yeah.
Well, that first guy, that wasn't an Uber, right?
That was just like a driver.
Yeah, that wasn't an Uber. Yeah. That was the one I said big purple.
Oh yeah. There's no rating there.
Yeah, okay. No. That was fine.
That was fine.
Not being ready to go when they get there. Not tipping. Setting the wrong spot as the pickup point, or vaping in the car.
Yeah, that's all really rude behavior. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thank you down for that too.
I don't know what I've done to remain perfect, but
I mean, I always
not taking any rides.
I always thought
I was just one ride,
an angel of a passenger, but on Lyft, and I've taken a million Lyfts now.
What's your score at?
You can, see, this is what's frustrating about Lyft. You can't unless you have 5 stars, you can't see it.
So you know it you don't
hides
have
it
five.
From you.
So I just know that I don't have 5.
You don't know how low.
But
it is.
I'd have to be your driver to be able to see. You know?
Right.
Oh. And again, did we verify that as soon as we hail one, they see our score, so they can turn us down if it's a low score? Is that what it's all
they
about?
They can, but they're not supposed to turn you down a bunch.
So even if, like, you know, 2-star Andy hails, they still have to take you. So what's the point? What are we worried about?
They can deny the ride, and a few people can deny the ride, but eventually it's going to be somebody that's not going to be in a position to deny the ride.
Right.
When you get a chance, it's all about retribution and turning it around.
I don't see mine on Lyft either, so I don't have a five.
Yeah, I don't have a five star, so it frustrates me because I was always so nice.
And you know what, though? I kind of understand it because I probably wouldn't give anyone a five star if I was a driver. I wouldn't, because what would you have to do? It should be really hard to be a five star at anything. Mm. So I'd be like, no, you know what? A really great person is just a four star to me. Five star, you'd have to like pay me 10 grand.
I always give five stars, and even if you're not five stars, out of guilt, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I have to change that. I get myself. That.
I give five stars mostly. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
I'm very Roman Caesar that way.
But it is a crazy society we live in. We're so worried about ratings. Our star rating on a Lyft service
or a
ride share service. Who cares?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure no one could turn me down just because I have a low score.
I felt bad. Right? I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about going full Andy.
Imagine we had something.
On Dave's star rating. I don't want to do that. I don't want to drag Dave down.
Imagine we had something in the works where we were like, "What? Dave's going to order the Uber. I want us to go ham."
And I'd show up like in the gimp outfit.
Oh my God. And then we slam the doors and we smoke crack and we...
Smoke crack.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, just go nuts.
That's
in
a little
there.
Far to go just for an Uber.
To me, it'd be a hilarious joke.
Chuck would totally do it.
Hilarious joke.
Chuck smoked crack that one time just to lower Dave's Uber score. That's crazy, but I wouldn't put it past him.
Chuck, it was intense.
Chuck was far for a prank.
Where did you get the crack?
Yeah, where did you?
He sent me out to buy it.
Like, honestly, I might just drive, like, become a Lyft driver just to give people one stars.
Troll them.
Just troll. Like, even if they're great, one star. Like, they'd be crying. Some people would be crying. Just
hang out wherever Dave is.
I love that idea.
So you can go pick him up.
Like, hey, Dave, it's me again.
God, what the hell?
One. Send.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.